That's very true. And
do you ever sew?
Sew? Little.
Well, if you wanted to make something and you wanted to match some cloth, you know, mm-hmm. you might go down to the store and they'd give you a what?
Sample. Mm-hmm. Sample of the material. I'd care if I wanted to buy more. I'd take a sample of what I'm going to buy.
And you might bring it home and say, that's a real what kind of cloth? That's a very pretty. And you say, but the kind I had before was even
prettier. Prettier.
What's this?
An ink fountain pen? An ink pen?
And what do you hold a baby's diapers together with?
Safety pen.
I know you used to love
that. Have I?
What does a man wear, like, on Sunday, over here at the First Baptist Church? What's it?
Suit. He wears his Sunday suit.
What is that? What pieces of that?
Oh, his coat. Some people wear vests. His pants, coat, and vest.
And if you didn't have an old suit, then he'd go to the store and buy
a new one.
So you say, what?
A new suit.
Then, he might say, well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year
it was big enough or large enough. It's too tight now.
It's too tight.
It fit it last. That's what he said. It fit it last year.
And. But what does your husband wear like when he works out here in the garden? What does he wear?
Sometimes he wear just a blue jeans and a shirt, you know, and his undershirt.
Does he ever wear overalls?
No, he doesn't.
Does he ever?
Mm-mm. I don't think I've ever seen him in a pair of overalls.
Do many people wear
this? I remember. Very few around here now. Everybody's gone to blue jeans with the belts, you know. The blue jeans, belt, and
when you were a child, did they?
Oh yes, when they were a child, they did. I know one man that wear blue jeans with a suspender like to them. There's one man that I know of would wear those.
Did you call those suspenders when you were a child? Have you ever heard them call anything else? Like gal.
Galluses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I never would have thought of that name anymore.
Well, if your husband wanted to surprise you, maybe boss you something, you know, he'd come home and he might have his pocket and make his pocket stick out like this.
Budge.
And what about if you had something that you like a wool coat,
mm-hmm.
and you forgot it was wool and you threw it in the washing machine? What would it do?
Shrink. God.
You say, and the one I washed yesterday
shrunk. Boy.
That happened a lot.
Hmm?
That happened a lot.
Well, some people, if you don't know how to wash.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. My mother's an expert for washing and ironing. I wish you could have seen.
Well, I washed a wool sweater. And I've washed it twice, and both times it has...
It drew up?
Or...
Shrunk?
It really has. It's terrible. It doesn't fit anymore.
You just probably had your water too hot. Did you wash it in hot water?
Oh, it's real hot water. I didn't know it was warm.
No, you don't. You use warm water for wool. And use wool light. Buy wool light for fine washables. You can get it in liquid or powder form. That's all I use.
Well, I'll look for that. If you were going out to a party or something, what would you have to do before you went? You know, you say you had to...
Dress?
Would you tell your husband how to do that too?
Yes.
So he has to...
He has to dress also.